According to the latest data from the department, total carbon emissions rose 1.7% in 2016 to 97.6 million metric tons of carbon dioxide, then fell slightly in 2017 to 97.5 million metric tons. In 2008, greenhouse gas targets were set in Washington with a goal of matching the 1990 emissions level by the year 2020. Ecology spokesman Andrew Winicky says the state is not on track to meet that in the near future.
Yeah, that's the bad news. We are not quite on target. There are real signs of optimism in these new numbers. There was a lot more renewable energy we saw in both 2016 and 2017, and overall emissions in the energy sector were down significantly. But, more people keep moving to Washington. There are more cars. There's additional business and industry activity. And so there's other sources of emissions that are up.
Even so, Winicky remains optimistic.
Washington voters approved an initiative back in 2006 that required our state's utilities to get a certain percentage of their power from renewable sources. And, the end goal of that was 2020. And so we're seeing, the amount of wind power and solar and biomass power ramping up to meet that. And so earlier this year, our legislature adopted a target that all electricity in our state is going to be greenhouse gas neutral by 2030. And so, we expect to see those emissions from electricity and energy continue to fall in the years ahead.
The emission sources that have increased include increased shipping via trucks and aviation. On the positive side, 2017 was a good water year, which provided an ample supply of non-carbon emitting hydropower. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.